Dreamliner testing is back on. Russia says the investigation is over and Poland is not happy. And GE may do the latest joint venture with AVIC. This is Arrow News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Arrowcast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, January 20th, 2011. Boeing reports 787 Dreamliner test flights resumed Monday for the first time since an in-flight electrical panel fire on test aircraft number 2 in November. Aircraft 4 took off from Yuma, Arizona, on a flight to demonstrate that the aircraft could safely jettison fuel, which would be required before an emergency landing. Boeing has announced a new scheduled delivery of the Dreamliner to All Nippon Airways in the third quarter of this year. Attention is now focusing on debris in the panel which may have caused the original fire and the series of systems failures that followed. Boeing says it has identified some minor hardware modifications that will prevent debris from getting to the panel and some more extensive software changes to help the Dreamliner's electrical system cope more effectively with failure in a single panel. The Russian government says its investigation into the accident last April, which killed Polish President Lech Kaczynski, his wife, and 94 others, is complete. It lays the blame for the accident on the pilot, who did not divert to an airport with better weather. The Voice of Russia reports that the state inquiry is completed, and that the cause of the accident was the decision on the part of the flight crew to attempt a landing at Smolensk despite warnings from air traffic controllers about poor visibility. It also cites the presence in the cockpit of Polish Air Force Commander-in-Chief Andrzej Blazik, who was among those fatally injured. The Russian investigators found alcohol in his blood, considered to be just above the limits for drinking and driving in Europe, and said his presence on the flight deck pressured the pilots to attempt the landing. The Polish government has rejected the findings of the Russians. The BBC reports the Polish government holds that if the weather was that bad, the Russian air traffic controllers should have closed the airport, which would have forced a diversion to the alternate. GE is reportedly planning to sign a joint venture with AVIC, China's aviation industry corporation, which would clear the way for the avionics technology being installed in Boeing's Dreamliner to be adapted for China's COMAC C919. Reuters reports the GE systems likely to be used in the C919 include aircraft controls, pilot displays, and maintenance tracking hardware and software. The 50-50 joint venture would reportedly develop the equipment specifically for the 919. The New York Times indicated that the avionics contributed to the joint venture would be the same as those supplied to Boeing for the 787. Reuters reports the deal could be signed as early as tomorrow, when Chinese President Hu Jintao visits Chicago. Piper Aircraft Tuesday named Michael C. Hinderberger as VP of Engineering. He'll be responsible for all Piper engineering and new product development activities. CEO Jeffrey Berger commented, quote, "Mike's experience in the management of aircraft certification programs, production implementation, and customer service will serve him and the company well," unquote. Piper says it has recently hired more than 140 engineers to work on development of the new single-engine Piper jet Altair that will enter service in 2014. Hinderberger has more than 25 years' experience leading aircraft development programs through introduction into service and post-delivery support. He has industry experience as a product line manager, program manager, engineering leader, and integrated product team leader. Up next on ANN, the FAA wants to fine SkyWest Airlines. Mid-Continent gets certification for new backup instruments. And Hartzell has a new prop for your Aztec twin. You're listening to Arrow News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has proposed $359,000 in civil penalties against SkyWest Airlines of St. George, Utah, for alleged violations of federal air regulations. $220,000 of it is for alleged failure to document heavy checked bags, motorized mobility aids, and a heavy shipment carried in the cargo compartment of the company's passenger aircraft. As a result, the company's charged with operating the aircraft on five flights between April 21st and May 25th of last year with incorrect weight and balance data. Two additional penalties are for allegedly operating two Bombardier regional jets when they were not in compliance. In one case, employees allegedly failed to follow procedure in addressing an avionics system cooling problem. In the other, the FAA alleges SkyWest mechanics failed to follow required procedures when replacing the right air conditioning pack's pressure regulating and shutoff valve. SkyWest has 30 days to respond. The FAA has granted TSO certification to Mid-Continent Instruments for its 2-inch altimeter and companion 2-inch airspeed indicator. Deliveries begin immediately. Brett Williams, engineering manager, commented, quote, "The MD-15 altimeter and MD-25 airspeed indicator complement our electric attitude indicator and complete the 2-inch standby package," unquote. The MD-15 is a three-pointer altimeter offered in a 20,000-foot model with a 35,000-foot model to follow. Options include a barometric scale in inches of mercury or millibars and a left or right-hand set knob. The MD-25 airspeed indicator is offered in ranges of 160 to 400 knots. Range markings can be added to meet specific aircraft requirements. Both units have field-replaceable LED or incandescent light trays available in 5, 14, or 28-volt versions. Hartzell Propeller has developed a new two-bladed top-prop conversion kit for Piper's PA-23-250 Aztec Twin. The conversion promises improved reliability, performance, and noise levels. The 77-inch prop uses blade-mounted counterweights to provide redundant assistance to the propeller pitch control and feathering system, as opposed to the original configuration that relies heavily on an air pressure charge for those functions. Hartzell claims the swept-tip Scimitar blade is good for an increase in cruise speed of 2 to 3 knots, as well as a noise reduction of almost 2 dB. The new props are available for Aztec PA-23-250C to F models with qualifying serial numbers and certain Lycoming 540 cubic inch engines. They replace Hartzell's two-blade aluminum non-counterweighted propeller models normally installed on those aircraft. Get more details at HartzellProp.com under Latest News in the left column. The Bulgarian Border Police have taken delivery of two more Augusta Westland AW-109 power light twin-engine helicopters, and one AW-139 medium twin-engine helicopter. The handover came during an official ceremony held at Sofia Airport January 15th in the presence of representatives from the Bulgarian government, border police, and several other dignitaries. The AW-109 Power is equipped with advanced avionics and mission-dedicated equipment, including a night-vision-compatible cockpit, moving map display, weather radar, searchlight, external loudspeaker, high-def FLIR, digital video downlink, and more. The AW-139 will serve both law enforcement and search and rescue needs over the sea and in mountainous areas. Still ahead, a laser attack hits the Seattle Seahawks plane on the way home. Embraer reports 2010 numbers. And Airbus says it's raising prices. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, January 20th. I'm Paul Plack. The chartered airplane bringing the Seattle Seahawks back home from their playoff humiliation in Chicago Sunday was hit by a laser beam while on two-mile final to SeaTac just after 9 p.m. Pacific time. Local TV quoted authorities who said the pilot of the chartered 767 reported the incident to the FAA after landing safely at SeaTac. No suspect has been identified. Shining a laser into a cockpit is interfering with a flight crew, a federal crime. Embraer reports it delivered 92 jets during the fourth quarter of 2010. 30 to the commercial aviation market, 61 to executive aviation, and 1 to a defense buyer. For the year, the company delivered 246 jets and reported a firm order backlog of $15.6 billion. That's up 2% from September 30th. The last quarter of the year was marked by the certification and beginning of operations of a new Embraer executive jet. The large cabin Legacy 650 is based on the successful Legacy 600. 8 Legacy 600s and 650s were delivered from October to December. Also, production of the Phenom jets accelerated. Embraer also announced an agreement with U.S.-based NetJets, which resulted in a firm contract for the sale of 50 Phenom 300s and another 75 options. Finally today, still not convinced that the recession is easing? Airbus said Tuesday it has increased the average list price of its aircraft by 4.4%. The increment applies for all new aircraft from the beginning of this month except for the A380, for which the increase is 8.4%. The company says the A380's higher price increase reflects the type's outstanding revenue-generating performance now being demonstrated in airline service. Airbus sales chief John Leahy observes, quote, "As we continue to ramp up production rates to meet the unprecedented global demand for Airbus aircraft, the required industrial investments we are making, coupled with a weak dollar, necessitates raising our aircraft prices across the board. The A380's further price adjustment reflects the type's exceptional value it clearly generates for its operators, with whom it has exceeded all expectations in service." Unquote. This might all be meaningful if anybody actually paid list prices for airliners. The Chinese in particular have bragged about significant concessions from manufacturers to get orders. You have to wonder if these increases will do anything but pad the numbers in the news releases about new orders. There's also no comment yet from Qantas on what a great deal the A380 has been. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jay Carter of Carter Aviation Technologies updates us on progress with the company's personal air vehicle, which made its first jump takeoff on Tuesday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.